Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 6 of the Lounge Cast. My name is Nicole, otherwise known as Nicole Face in the Lounge. We've had a short hiatus, but are back, and we have a great show for you. We have some news surrounding the Disneyland Resort and Mouse Wait, along with information regarding the Mouse Wait reunion coming up soon, and a Lounge Cast exclusive interview with a very special guest, so you'll want to stay tuned and listen for that. Starting off our podcast, we have some Disneyland news, and I have Trent joining me.
Hey, hi Nicole, how are you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
Could be better.
Could be better.
Yeah, I'm doing okay, but you know, going through withdrawals, it's been so long.
How long has it been since you've been to the parks?
Exactly a month.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, first item of business is the Iron Man exhibit. The Iron Man exhibit is in Innoventions in Tomorrowland, where you can see different suits from the Iron Man movies on display, and you have the ability to virtually become Iron Man. What? That's awesome. Have you... Well, you haven't got to see it.
No, I have... No, why would you...
I got to see it, and yeah. It was...
How was it?
Freaking awesome. I love Iron Man.
Are you excited for Iron Man 3? That's this weekend.
Oh, God, I am so excited.
It's already out by the time you're listening to this, so...
Yes, I'm going to watch it the day after it comes out, so...
The Friday?
Saturday.
Oh, girl, yeah. You're going to be way behind. Everybody's going to be talking about it.
They're going to give me spoilers. Just kidding. Read the comics, kids.
Nobody got time to read comics. It was interesting to see that first day or that first weekend it was open. The line for Innoventions going all the way down the ramp.
Right? I cannot remember in my lifetime where I have seen Innoventions have a line.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So
that really happens. That never happens.
Awesome that they are doing something to help bring the crowds out of the rest of the parks a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Into Tomorrowland. Yes. Slowly bringing Marvel into the parks.
Slowly.
Which it's going to happen eventually.
Gonna happen. It'll just happen. Accept it, everybody. Get over it. It's just like Starbucks.
Yeah, just... Oh, man. Don't even get me started on... Girl.
I'm so excited.
Don't even get me started on Starbucks.
All right. Well, moving on to the next bit of news. Mystic Manor, a new ride, just opened at Hong Kong Disneyland. Have you been able to watch this or...
Trent? Yeah, instead of going to Disneyland, I went to Hong Kong Disneyland, spent all my life savings.
Oh, cool.
I did watch all of the, a lot of the videos that came out from like the, the previews. They were like cast member previews and media previews. And I watched a lot of those, and the ride looks really cool.
It looks amazing.
Yeah, it's a very, very interesting ride. If you don't know what Mystic Manor is, again, Hong Kong Disneyland, it's kind of their haunted mansion. But it's not really a haunted mansion per se.
No. There's this whole land that's based on this explorer who goes all around the world and finds all these treasures. And actually the story of Mystic Manor is that there's this treasure box that he found and that he tells his monkey, you know, don't open that. It supposedly has the powers to bring inanimate objects to life. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the monkey opens the box.
Of course. Why wouldn't the monkey open the box?
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Like, as soon as somebody tells me not to do something, that's
you
the
do
first
it.
Thing I'm going to
do.
Duh. And so it makes for an amazing ride. It's trackless. No track.
That's what I was going to say. Like, this is... Not the first, because there was a Winnie the Pooh ride that has the trackless system. But the idea of a trackless ride sounds really cool, and I can't pass judgment on it yet because it's really something you have to ride to understand.
Yeah,
like how it works and how it feels. Look like a smooth. It looks like a smooth ride, and just the way that the cars move from each of the rooms inside of the manor looks like it'll make a fun ride and a smooth ride.
Right, it looks pretty amazing, and it's one of the first original rides in a while that I've seen. You know, like everything's based off
A property.
merchandising or a property, and this is the first truly original ride in a while, I would
They had to
say.
make a whole land for this ride.
Yeah, so it's amazing. If you haven't seen it,
Yeah,
go
like
YouTube
all of the effects in there, the audio animatronic monkey
it.
looks cool. All of the special effects in each of the rooms. Like each of the rooms is unique and tells its own story.
Yeah, it's
If
really
you haven't
interesting.
checked, if you haven't seen it, go check it out. There's a couple of posts on Mouse Wait. They're all linked to YouTube. Go there and check it out. Like it's something that has to be seen. It has to be ridden to fully understand what it is, but
But until that time, we'll have to settle for YouTube videos. On to our next point of news. Merida is becoming an official Disney princess.
Right. Good for
What do you
her.
think about that? Yeah, good for her. You go, girl.
You go, girl.
You go, girl.
You go,
Right?
Merida. Go ahead,
And
girl.
is she the only person who didn't get married at the end? As an official Disney princess, right? Or well, I don't know if they
She
all
yeah,
got
she
married per se, but they all got matched up by the end of their movie.
Yeah, she stayed single to the end of her movie.
Single, ready to mingle. She's
She don't need no
royalty.
man.
She don't need no man.
But yeah, she's gonna be the 11th Disney princess and the first from Pixar. This is the first Pixar princess.
That's true.
The ceremony is supposed to be taking place at Walt Disney World Magic Kingdom on Saturday, May 11th at 9:30. There'll be videos coming from that.
Very cool. All right, now moving on to our next very exciting information is Leap Day Part 2.
Ah, yes.
So on Friday, May 24th at 6 a.m., Disneyland Resort, DCA, and Magic Kingdom and Walt Disney World will be open from 6 a.m. to 6 a.m. the following day, Saturday, May 25th. Right? There will be a pajama party in Toontown. There will be a Monsters University dance party in Tomorrowland. There will be a Monsters University meet and greet slash new facade over in California Adventure.
And that's a permanent thing. That's not just a
Yeah.
one day thing. That facade for the meet and greet for Monsters University is permanent.
And I believe that's also when they will roll out the new float for the Pixar Play Parade.
I believe
Yeah, so this
that'll
is just
happen as well. The
a
new
way
float.
to kick off the summer in Monsters University, really.
So this is all in preparation for the this is the kickoff for the Monstrous Summer promotion that they're doing for the summer at the Disney parks. And they're calling this 24-hour event the Monstrous Summer All-Nighter.
Are you going to be doing the all-nighter, Trent?
Duh. Of course
Duh.
I'm going to be doing the all-nighter. I did Leap Day last February 29th for
How
one
was
more
that?
Disney day. It was, you know what? People complained a lot. I saw people
Yeah.
complaining a lot about the last Leap Day. I didn't have a bad experience at all. Like my experience was just fine.
Do you think if you go in with like low expectations of what you're going to do, you'll have a fun time, or
I
is
mean,
it
me, uh, I went, I
just
went, again, I went with my cousin Melanie, of course, and we were just there. We kind of, the first half kind of felt like a regular Disney day. I also went with like my aunt and uncle. They had a hotel room across the street, so I actually didn't even stay for the full 24 hours. I probably stayed for like 22.
Oh. So
Because I had to take a
close.
yeah, I had to take a midday nap, but I
You
came.
should have taken it in the parks.
Oh no, I'm not that crazy.
I heard interventions was popping with people
I saw a
sleeping.
picture, I saw a picture of like people laying down inside of the cinema.
Yeah,
Oh, that was a good picture.
that's gonna be me.
But I got back into Disneyland Park like right before the crazy crowds came
So
in
you
at
got lucky.
around. Yeah. I guess the only negative thing I got to say was I had like a bad experience waiting for Fantasmic that
Oh.
I won't get into, but
Yeah,
other than
definitely.
that, it wasn't that bad for me. The only thing I don't really remember what happened after Fantasmic until like 5:30. So like
You had like a blackout.
No, yeah, I really do. Like I don't remember what anything that happened between like 1:30 and, or was it 2:30? No, I think it was like 2:30 to like 5:30. I don't remember anything that happened
You
at
know
all.
why? Because it probably took you like 3 hours to walk from Rivers of America to like Indiana Jones.
Oh man, no, oh, God, no. I do remember like sitting down by Tomorrowland where people were doing crazy things there, but again, I didn't have.
Yeah.
I was reading Twitter and Mouse Wait, all the crazy stuff that was happening. I was like, well, it's not affecting me right now, so I'm not.
Yeah.
Don't really care.
Wow.
But this one I'm excited for. They're probably going to have a lot more stuff to do. It is going to be open at DCA for the first time, and that is a grad night.
That is a grad night. So I don't know how they're going to do that because grad night at DCA is 8 p.m. to 3 a.m., I think.
Yes.
So.
And they haven't said one way or another what they're going to do with the 24-hour crowds and the grad night crowds, because the grad night is supposed to be like exclusive to them. So we don't know what's going to happen there. Nothing. Disney hasn't said anything one way or another.
So hopefully they'll make an announcement on that soon so people can plan accordingly.
But yeah, another 24 hours.
Woo.
Did you go to one more Disney day?
I didn't because I was away at school and it was on a Wednesday. So I couldn't
Even
get
for
away
Wednesday,
for that.
It was crowded. Goodness gracious.
So I couldn't get away for that.
This one is going to be way more crowded because it is a Friday. That's Memorial
It's
Day weekend.
Not only
oh,
a Friday, yeah,
goodness.
A 3-day Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
And speaking of the fact that it's Memorial Day, they are kicking off a whole bunch of awesome stuff for Memorial Day weekend. So, you know, 6 a.m. Saturday morning when you're feeling a little tired, you can just hang out for a little bit and come back to watch the first performance of Mickey and the Magical Map over at Fantasyland Theater.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what
you're gonna do.
That's what I'll do. Just stay in my car. Don't even gotta leave the parking lot.
Right. The show will include many famous scenes from your favorite Disney films, along with many musical numbers. So,
there was
excited.
A preview day. I want to say this past Friday. You know, it kind of showed the projections on the map itself, and I believe somebody got a behind the scenes, like backstage. Rehearsal. So that stuff is on YouTube. It looks cool.
Yeah, it looks cool. I also heard that it's designed in a way that you can interchange with new movies,
right,
like
yeah.
color and stuff, so they can keep it up to date and not be outdated.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
I think that's going to be really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So after you go see Mickey and the Magical Map, you can head over to It's a Small World Mall, the mall area, and celebrate Greece with Opa, a celebration of Greece.
Oh, what do you know?
What do you know? So they will have Olympics training with Hercules, Atmosphere Citizens, or what is
Atmosphere
it? Atmosphere
Entertainment.
Entertainment by Citizens of Greece, I think.
Yeah, kind
I don't
of, kind
know.
Of like the Streetmosphere stuff at
Buena
Vista
Street.
Street.
Yeah,
kind of stuff like that.
There will be special food offerings, so music, dance, art, food, history. That is going to be a lot of fun because I want to meet Hercules
That'll be fun.
Really badly. And then after you do that, you can head on over to DCA where they will also be celebrating at Paradise Gardens where they're going to have Greek wine tasting, which
oh,
I'm all about.
Snap.
And then after you have a little wine, there's going to be line dancing.
They go together.
Those two go together so well. It's
like Rama Lama Lama.
Ding dong.
Okay.
They will also have special food offerings and guest musical groups. So.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. That's kind of different for Disney, but I think it'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, because they don't normally celebrate other Greece isn't a nationality. But you know what I mean? They don't normally.
Yeah, they don't really, I don't think I've ever seen anything done to celebrate Greece as a
No, because they always do
country.
the Lunar New Year stuff.
Yeah, they do Lunar New
They do
Year. They
Mardi
do
Gras.
like Dia de los Muertos.
Yeah, so this is like a first for
Yeah,
this.
so hopefully it'll start a new trend. And hopefully that means they will start bringing out more Greek characters. Cough, Megara, please,
If
maybe.
only. They always like to keep surprises up their sleeves.
Well,
So.
on the blog, they posted that Megara will not be coming out
What?
this time.
Oh
So they
my
crushed all of
goodness.
my hopes and dreams,
Why would they
but
do that?
I
Why
still get
would.
to meet Hercules, so.
It's a close second.
Anyways, that wraps up the news for this podcast. Thank you for joining me, Trent.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
And we will move on to limited time magic tips and best posts in a second. Now joining us to talk about limited time magic, we have Melanie
Hi, guys.
and Erica.
Hello, everyone.
Thanks for joining us. Now we're going to talk about all the limited time magic that went on at the end of March and through April. So first of all, let's talk about the Easter egg hunt. How was it? Did anyone do that?
I did with RB and well, wait.
Was it easy?
It was pretty easy. The only part was there were two that were, I guess, supposed to be kind of hard. One of them was the Hollywood backlot egg because it really wasn't in the backlot technically. It was just on, what is it, Hollywood Boulevard or whatever it's called.
Okay.
Yeah, but supposedly it was the backlot. And then the second one that I know everybody had trouble with was the, what was it?
The
The
Daisy
baby
egg,
egg.
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw posts about that.
Yes, that one was dumb.
What was difficult about it?
It was hidden like behind a rock, basically.
It's a real Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, that was the only one that was hard. Everything else was like in plain sight, pretty much.
Well, was it fun? How long did it take you total?
I want to say like 45 minutes, but then we like had stopped to get drinks and stuff on the way
Oh, okay.
during our hunt. Yeah.
Because searching for Easter eggs is very tiring.
Yep.
It's a hard job. All
We need the
right,
stuff.
so at around the same time as the Easter egg hunt was the Spring Fling, which was different characters coming out that we don't normally get to see.
That was actually the
However,
week after.
no, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Wasn't it the same time?
No,
It was the next week.
Oh, okay, whatever. God.
That first week was the Easter egg hunt, and then the week of Easter was the spring fling.
And the other Easter egg hunt.
So, the week after the Easter egg hunt was Spring Fling, where guests got a chance to see different characters that they might not have seen in a while or ever seen. Over at Disneyland, there was the Easter Bunny, Roger Rabbit, Br'er Rabbit, and Rabbit
From Winnie the
from
Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh. And then over at DCA, we had a Carl meet and greet from Up at the Redwood Cake Challenge.
The Disneyland Bunny Hop, which is what they called the those character sightings, was very underwhelming.
Was it? What was it really? A
So
mess.
yeah. So basically right before the parade, they bring out all those characters that you mentioned and the Dapper Dans and Mickey and Minnie on a float just around Town Square. And they come out for like 5 minutes, get off the float, do this little bunny hop dance, and then walk off. And that's it. Like it wasn't a real meet and greet. Mm-hmm. You basically had to like fight your way to the characters and take a picture with them because they didn't even pose.
Yeah.
Mainly so, Roger Rabbit. That's what you had to fight for.
Yeah. You definitely had to fight for Roger.
You had to jump in, stand next to him, have someone really quickly take a picture and then move along so others could get into. So it was very underwhelming. Yeah.
So I went the last day that they were holding it and we went to the last showing.
Yes,
and
we did.
So we basically had no chance of getting to Roger Rabbit because everybody had the same idea.
They mobbed him as soon as he stepped off that
car. Yeah, I'm sure.
And they stayed huddled around him, so there was no way to get in.
Poor Roger Rabbit.
He was sad, but he's like one of the fans.
He's one of the rarest characters that they have.
Yeah, he's in high demand.
Yeah.
I don't understand if they – hopefully seeing the demand of Roger Rabbit, they'll consider bringing him out maybe – later on this year or next year and put him in Toontown.
Yeah.
That would be great.
There's probably a big demand for him.
Yeah.
And
yeah, they released the Roger Rabbit on Blu-ray a couple of weeks ago. And there are talks of a Roger Rabbit sequel.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that whole experience is in direct opposition with Carl because at Carl's meet and greet over at Redwood Challenge, you got to take pictures with him after the little show and... that was a lot of fun.
That was fun.
That was a lot of
amazing.
Fun.
Amazing.
Yeah, I love seeing him with his bunny ears.
And his big old hearing aids.
Yeah.
And the cane was like wrapped in...
It had little Easter eggs on it.
Yeah.
It was a fun event. I got to go and I actually did something dorky.
Did you now?
I did, as you may know.
Never.
I dressed up as Russell last year for Halloween, and I still have the shirt, and so I took it to the meet and greet and took a picture with the real Russell and the real Carl and myself in my Wilderness Explorers costume. So that was a lot of fun for me because they're never out together, so it was fun to have that picture. And I'm sure a lot of people enjoyed the photo op too.
Yeah, that was cool to see.
My picture or... the meet and greet. I'm just kidding.
Last but not least, probably the most popular limited time magic so far, I would argue, was Long Lost Friends Week. This was held back at Big Thunder Ranch Jamboree in Frontierland, where guests got a chance to meet a lot of rare characters that they don't get to see. Who did you guys get to see? Who were you excited to see?
I saw everyone.
And who was everyone?
You.
All, what was it, 10 groups of characters?
And who were the 10 group of characters?
Who was your favorite to see?
Quiz time.
The Robin Hood gang was my favorite. Robin Hood gang. We saw them like 3 times, I think.
Who's the Robin Hood gang?
Really? It was the Friar Tuck.
For people who are listening that might not know.
It was the Friar Tuck, Robin Hood, Sheriff of Nottingham, and Prince John.
Good job.
Yeah.
Correct. That is correct.
Probably one of my favorite groups to see that I wasn't, like, actually excited to see until I saw them was Scrooge McDuck and Ludwig von Drake, just because they were so much fun. They were dancing the whole time. They were just like, they would do anything you asked them to do. Like, they were hilarious.
I like seeing all those people with the pictures of money, of them holding money and Scrooge not wanting to give it back. And that stuff was funny.
That's what I did with them. And then Scrooge, it took me, Ludwig, and a cast member like 5 minutes to hunt him down to get my money back. It was brilliant.
He thought you gave him a tip. That's why he wasn't going to give it back to you.
I know. Some of the other characters you could have seen were from Hunchback of Notre Dame, which was Esmeralda, Frollo, and Clopin, right? Mm-hmm. You could have met Pocahontas, which was Was John Smith there?
Yes.
John Smith and...
Miko.
And then what's his... Radcliffe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
What's his face?
What's his face? This guy that's like, dig, dig. that
guy. Oh, the Seven Dwarves? They were there?
Yeah.
Dig, 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 dig.
That would have been something fun to have. They didn't have the Seven Dwarves.
That would have been cute. You also could have met the fairies from Sleeping Beauty, Flora, Fauna, and Meriwether. Lilo and Stitch together.
Yeah.
King and Mushu, which was a really big hit too. Everyone loved Ping. And you could have met the Peter Pan gang, which was Peter Pan, Wendy, Captain Hook, and Smee all together.
Smee.
Right? So what was your favorite limited time magic so far?
My favorite limited time magic so far has been this event, the Long Lost Friends week. And it was fun because you get to take pictures with characters you haven't seen. The Jamboree was a perfect place. When I went, it wasn't that... I think it was like 20-minute line for each character group.
That's not bad.
And they had music playing, and the characters were dancing. There was photographers taking pictures there, and the cast members were handing out those really cool signature autograph cards that you could collect, which I actually collected all, and that was fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Yeah, I really enjoyed the Long Lost Friends, too, just because... it's something that you don't normally get to see, obviously, and to see them like all in one place and get to experience them all at once was really fun. It was like a big party back there.
Pretty much with all the, and especially with those schools and whatever performing back there too.
Yeah, there's a lot of schools from like Australia and other places who were performing. They were dancing, they were singing. They provided a lot of entertainment, too.
And the characters boogied down. They got down that week.
Yeah, they got down. They showed
there's a couple of videos online that you could see of them dancing. It was fun.
Yeah, it's great. Anyways, moving on to some Mouseweight news, talking about the best of the month for April. The best post of the month for April. Ready? Drum roll, please, somebody. That would be cool. Is the post of a 100-year-old woman celebrating her birthday at Disneyland. Did you guys see this post?
I don't think yes. I did.
You didn't see it? It is adorable. It is of this woman who is eating, it looks over by Pirates of the Caribbean. She's eating one of the famous bread bowls, and she's wearing her Mickey ears with her birthday button. This was posted by April December. And she's just smiling. She looks like she's having a great time.
Where do I find this post? I'm looking, trying to look for it right now.
It is April underscore December.
Is that all spelled out?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. There it is. Okay, hold on.
Let's wait for Trent to find it.
Yeah, let's all just put
everything here.
Put our thumbs hold while
Twitter
Trent.
Twitter or thumbs.
Wait for me.
Wait.
Oh, there it is. Oh, that's adorable.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, that is adorable.
Right? So if you would like your heart to be filled with joy, if you need a little pick-me-up, go look at this woman who is celebrating her 100th year of living, and she is at the happiest place on earth and looks like she's having just as much fun as a little kid.
Yay, happy birthday to her.
Because nothing's more fun than eating a bread bowl.
Oh, heck yeah.
Of course.
Or celebrating your 100th birthday at Disneyland.
Oh, that too.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
That is pretty cool.
I hope I live to be that long. I hope I live to be that
long. Said no one else to you.
Oh my goodness.
Anyways, moving on. This episode of the Loungecast in Mouseweight is sponsored by the Howard Johnson of Anaheim. For the Mouseweight reunion, book your room at the Hojo for a special rate of $126 plus tax. Not only is that a good rate, but those who book the room have priority access to our main event and to the private bowling event at 300 Anaheim. In addition, you'll receive a free 4th reunion collector's item, a limited edition pin, and Mouseweight credits will be added to your account. To book your room for the Mouseweight reunion, call 714-776-6120, ask for Chris or Denise in in-house reservations, and ask for the Mouseweight reunion rates. Are you guys going to the reunion?
Yes.
Yes, and we will be talking about that later.
Yes, we will. But for now, we have a very special surprise guest. Woo!
Yay.
So take it away, me from yesterday. And moving along to our special guest interview of the week, we have Erica, our interviewer.
Hi, everyone.
And our special guest, Kelly, also known as Admin.
Hello, Mouseweight.
So and take Nicole. It away, Erica. Oh, thank you.
And Erica.
Well, we're here today interviewing, as most of Mouseweighters know him as Admin, but his real name is Kelly. So Kelly, thank you for being here with us today.
Well, thank you, Erica. And I just wanted to say before we get going that I'm very proud of you guys for doing this podcast. You guys are doing a great job. I don't think people realize how much work is involved in doing these podcasts, both behind the scenes and actually recording them and everything. And so I want to say you guys do a great job. I know people love listening to you guys, and so that's it. That's my encouragement of the day to you.
Oh, I just
think you
shut up.
I ran out
tear.
Of good stuff to say at the end. I had a really good closing for that, and I just it just failed at the end.
Well, thank you, Admin, for the opportunity. You know, we try to do our best. Like you said, it's not easy, but we do it out of the love for this community, Mouseweight, that you started. So thank you to you.
Oh, that's great. And I can hear it. When I listen to the podcast, I can hear the love you guys have for Disneyland and Mouseweight. And it's just fun to listen to you guys talk back and forth. And so I'm your biggest fan.
Thank you. We're your biggest fan. So that's why we're here to interview you today. So we want to start off with a couple of questions that not just we as being the podcast team want to know. I think the whole community wants to know. But I'm going to ask you a first question, which is, since you love Disney so much, what is your experience of going to Disneyland? Like, what is something that you love doing when you go, or what is a normal trip to Disneyland for you?
Well, it seems like our trips are different all the time, especially as we've gone through the years. I know I can remember all the way back when my grandpa used to take me to Disneyland, and he used to pile us all in his Oldsmobile. We used to call it like the boat. It was huge. And the whole family would pile in there and we'd drive to Disneyland. And I remember getting so excited when I'd see the Matterhorn off a freeway. And it was just the anticipation of it. You know what I mean? The anticipation mm-hmm. we had when, you know, we knew we were going. And you know how back then, well, I don't know. I'm a lot older than you guys. we used to do the all day open to close Disneyland trips. And so you get there like really early in the morning, and it was just nonstop until it closed. It wasn't like these annual pass holder trips now where you go for a couple hours and if you don't like it you leave, and or if it's too crowded you leave. But so the anticipation of going on these all-day trips was amazing. And so my grandpa reminded me a lot of Walt Disney because he was an entrepreneur. He was in construction. He was a craftsman. And so I know he was inspired by Walt and what he created. And so it was just fun because I knew my grandpa loved to take me to Disneyland. He loved to see my reaction on It's a Small World. And this is a long time ago. And what's neat about that is now when I take my kids, I do the same thing. So I'm the same way. I love being there. And I love everything about it. And I love watching my kids on those same attractions, like whether it's Small World or the new stuff in Cars Land. Mm-hmm. And so it started with my grandpa. And then, of course, my mom and dad would always take us on those yearly trips. And then, then my wife and I went on our first date at Disneyland.
Wow.
Yeah. And actually, what's that?
Tell us more about that.
How does that work? Like, what if that had gone terribly?
It would have gone terribly. I don't know. Because it went good, obviously.
Clearly.
It is your wife now. You know, it was a good trip.
And you know, yeah, that's a good question though. I don't know how if a date goes bad at Disneyland, I don't know, you know, I don't know what to do about
like,
that.
Like, what do you like? Do you guys like split up at Small World? Like, hey, okay.
Well, we always give advice. We always tell people Disneyland isn't. I mean, it is fun to take someone there for a first date, but you have to be very cautious because it might like spoil the memories for you. But that's tell true. Us about your exciting Disney date with your wife for the first time.
See, you have a good point there because if it would have gone bad, that would have messed up my whole Disneyland story.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I probably just would have excluded it. But yeah, I've never had. Okay, so yeah, so when we went on our first date at Disneyland, and we loved it. We were like both, like I love Disneyland and she loved Disneyland. And so it was, you know, magic right out of the gate, right? And we just enjoyed being there together, everything about it. And then shortly after that, we loved it so much, we got our first annual pass, which, and we've had consecutive annual passes for 19 years straight now. So,
wow.
Oh,
yeah.
That's dedication. So
that's the dream. That's my dream.
It was. And you know what was cool is even early on, we would always talk about, you know, how Disney did things and we'd look and how everything was immaculate and how they paid attention to detail. And we thought, you know, if we ever did something, we would want to do something like that, like our own business. And so, yeah, it was really cool because we hit it off immediately and we both shared that same love, which I think was key because, you know, and you know what? And we love it. We love going to the park now just as much as we did back then, especially because we can see it through our kids' eyes. But we're, yeah. So fast forward a couple years, I don't know the exact time. Yeah, a couple years, we got married there. So we got married at the Disneyland Hotel.
Oh, you had a Disney wedding.
Dang. We did.
So you are a Disney, all-out Disney fan.
It is part of
your family. It's in your blood, probably.
It is, yeah. All the way back to my grandpa when I was, you know, 3 years old.
Is that your grandfather? He's the one who cultivated your love for Disney, or was it someone else?
I think it was him originally because, you know, it was funny because when I can't remember how many times we would go, but it seemed like we went a good, at least once or twice a year. When I was young, I told my grandpa that I wanted to be one of, one of the street sweepers when I grew up.
That's awesome.
You know, where they have those special dustpans, those guys?
Yeah.
We can make that happen. We can ask.
Yeah.
Well, could you?
We'll check that out for you.
That would be awesome.
Put in a good word.
If I...
If that whole mouth thing doesn't work out for you, we can get you yeah. a job as a street sweeper.
It was though. That was my dream. And so what he did was he made me, because he could make anything. He could take a piece of wood and like make anything out of it. He could put anything together. And so he made me one of those exact, you know, dustpan things. And so I got to around his house. I would act like I was one of those street sweepers in his yard, and I'd sweep things up. And so
love that.
Yeah, it was awesome because it was, you know, that. And he made me a go-kart because he knew I loved Autopia. So I had this go-kart. I'd drive around his yard. So, yeah, I think he was the one that definitely, you know, put it in me to love going there. And I've seen that with my own kids, too, where we've taken them since they were very little. And they just – it's not hard to fall in love with, right? I mean, Disneyland's
– yeah.
You know, for people who truly appreciate it, it's not that hard to fall in love with.
Have a particular favorite memory at Disneyland?
Of all time?
Of all time. What's your all-time favorite Disney memory?
No pressure.
Well, it's hard to pick one, but I would say at our wedding, because what was really cool about our wedding at Disneyland was that everyone who came, you know, flew in from all over the place, and everybody stayed at the Disneyland Hotel. And so this was like, like a 2 or 3 day thing. And so what was cool is that all of our friends from everywhere were together at Disneyland. And so we'd run around the park with them. We would, you know, eat and have big groups. And we'd have, of course, our rehearsal dinner. And just that big group at Disneyland, which I really never experienced, you know, well, I can't say never experienced, but that's what I love about Mousewait now are the big group dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
When you get a big group at Disneyland, Disneyland was made for that. And so anyways, I think that was my favorite memory, was having all of our friends together at the park and just, you know, going all over the place. And I remember eating with my grandpa at the Monorail Cafe. that really dates me right there.
I was going to say, I don't remember that. So.
Yeah. Please tell us all about that magical time.
It's like.
But that was, you mean Downtown Disney hasn't always been there?
Wait, was that at DCA? I think I remember that.
Oh, I feel so old. Talking about things like that.
We're young, but so our experience, I think that's the fun part. I think you're lucky because you got to experience a lot of things about the park that are no longer there, and they're part of your memories. And I think that works for every Disney generation. Like, everyone has something that they remember parks, whether it's there or not. So that's the fun part. You get to say, oh, I remember. And one day I'll be able to say, oh, I remember DCA when it first opened, and it's transformed. So I think that's the fun part about Disney. And I said that it will never stop, you know, changing. It's going to always be new attractions, new shows, everything. So that's fun.
You're right. And now I can be like your grandpa and tell you about things from a long time ago.
When I was your age.
Oh man, but so I ate breakfast with my grandpa at the Monorail Cafe on the morning of our wedding. And so, you know, that was a special time because it was just him and I, and we got to talk about a lot of things. But so I think that's that whole experience of being there with everybody and being able to enjoy the park with all your friends and family. That was probably one of my best memories there.
That's a really nice memory. And since your love of Disney is so extant, we're going to ask you some rapid fire questions. So, because I know, you know, we're going to get into how Mouse Eyes start and everything, but I like knowing the background of your Disney love. So do you have a favorite Disney, what's your favorite Disney attraction?
Favorite attraction? I like Space Mountain. I think there's a lot, but yeah, I'd say Space Mountain.
Do you have a favorite restaurant at the parks?
Favorite restaurant? Probably, as far as like really good food, it has to be Napa Rose. But as far as like the place that the family always loves is Storytellers.
Ooh, Storytellers.
That's yummy. Breakfast there is good. I'm glad you didn't say Pizza Port, because then we would have been...
Then we would have got into a fight.
We would have issues.
Well, Pizza Port was actually first on my list, but... Baseball Mickey, who actually wrote all my answers to all your questions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, uh-huh.
He deleted it. That. And he put it in a different order.
Well, so do you have a tradition with your kids now that you take them to the park? Is there some must-do rides or must-do activities that you guys do together as a family?
We do. Well, you know what? I always hang out with the little ones because they're the ones that want to hit all the rides.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on a lot of carousels these days.
Nice.
And I'm on a lot of things that make you dizzy. And, so I usually run with the little guys and eat.
Okay. Well, Admin, thank you for sharing that your Disney love with us. And now we're going to get into the whole reason that you're here to share with us about Mouse Weight. So I want to ask, how did Mouse Weight first start and what was the inspiration for it?
You know, what most people don't know is Mouse Weight actually started with my friends, and we would go stay at the Grand Californian all the time because we all had the Disney Vacation Club, DVC, and so we'd always have like a lot of these points that we had to use every year, so we'd always go use them at the Grand because we didn't want to travel and all that kind of stuff, so we just wanted to use them at the Grand. And so we'd end up going there with like, you know, 20 or 30 of us at a time because we all had like a lot of kids. Mm-hmm. Well, we still do, but... And so during that time, you know, I would always talk about it. Right about that time is when the App Store was emerging, like around 2008. We would stay at the Grand, and we would hang out in the Craftsman Club, which we called the Lounge, oddly enough.
It's foreshadowing.
Foreshadow, yeah.
Yeah. And so that's what we would do. That was like we had a blast running around with 25 or 30 of us all the time. And I'd always talk to them about how, you know, I was going to make a Disneyland app. And it actually took a long time. It actually took almost a year to make it through all the ups and downs. And they'd keep asking me, when's it going to be out? And so finally, when I had my test versions, they'd sit there with me, and we'd sit in like the grand lobby, and we'd test it. And I don't know if you've ever seen the first version of Mouseway, but it was pretty basic, pretty bad. But we'd test it, and it would work. And so that was actually how Mouseway started, was with my friends and I at the Grand. And then, you know, once it launched, then it just opened up so many different people, opened it up a whole different, you know, I never really thought it would be that big when we first launched it, actually.
How fast did it become popular? Because I'm going into my second year using Mouseway. So when I first started, you always hear people in the lounge say, oh, when we first started, pretty much everybody knew each other. And it was 30 plus people and they all met up. So how fast was the momentum of growth for Mouseway?
It was pretty quick. We had, right when it launched, we were lucky enough to get on the news and everything. So I remember my mom called me and she said, Mouseway was on the news this morning. What? It was like it was like on KTLA and it was on Channel 9 and it was like on all these news stations. I'm like, how could that be? And so they were talking about it as a, you know, and they were already, it wasn't like we were the first wait time app. There were other wait time apps that were out before us. But anyway, so yeah, it got on TV and radio and all this stuff. And so it just really took off, you know, really quick. And then, you know, we had those first meetups but it picked up steam really quick. And that's when people were, it was a big buzz around the whole app store and different apps that would come out, more so than it is now. Now, when apps come out, you don't really hear a lot of people talk about them. But then it was a little bit different.
So how do you keep improving Mouseway and making it better for the community?
Well, that's a good question. We've got a good amount of full-time employees who that's all they do is work full-time on Mouseway. That's actually the only way we could do it because a lot of developers, what they do, or a lot of some companies, what they do is they hire out on projects. We have full-time people that work for us. And so that's how we're able to constantly work on it. And you know, and I'm the biggest critic of Mouseway because when I go to the park, that's what I do. I use it and I test it and I'm like, this doesn't work good. And so I'm always trying to find that mm-hmm. better experience. You know what I mean? Whether it's making it faster or a different feature that I think will help. And so I guess the main thing is I love Disneyland and I love going there. We all do. And so I'm just like you guys. So when I'm trying to make it better, I'm looking at it from a Disney fan point of view.
So in 10 years from now, where do you see the future of Mouseway? What is there something that you have planned and stored? Any hints for future additions? Or
yeah, my biggest goal for Mouseway is to allow people who love Disney to connect easier. You know, that's why we created the lounge. That's why we created the different little things that, you know, allow people who love Disney to connect in some way. And so how I envision, you know, Mouseway, you know, well, I mean, let's go back to when it started. While we were developing Mouseway, you know, I would go on Twitter and I would run searches for pictures coming out of Disneyland. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be great to have a live stream of pictures that were coming from Disneyland like every day? Cause I liked, I liked looking at them.
Yeah.
It's actually the best. If I liked it.
Yes.
Yeah. Then, you know, if I liked it, then other people would like it too. And so from that vision, I thought, well, but what I realized from that is by doing that people started to connect, which is something I actually never thought would happen. I never thought people would meet up and become friends and things like that. But, you know, that's one of my, you know, some of the most inspiring emails I've ever received are from people who, you know, are servicemen and servicewomen overseas who, you know, they're either stationed in Afghanistan or somewhere over there. And they say, you know, thank you for, you know, providing this live stream of pictures from Disneyland because it really helps us feel like we're at home. And it really helps us to feel that magic in some way. And so that's where I see it. The amazing thing that Walt Disney did when he built Disneyland is when you walk through those tunnels, he made you feel like you're being transported into an entirely different world.
Yes, totally.
And you feel it every single time, right? When you go through those tunnels, and the way he designed it, because remember, Walt was a movie maker. The original Imagineers were people from the studio, and they were masters at putting you in different worlds. And that's what, you go into any other theme park in the world, and you do not get that feeling when you walk in. You walk into Disneyland, though, and it feels like you're in an entirely, you know, different world. And so what I wanted to do with Mouse Weight was, I can't replicate that, but what I wanted to do was to give people that same type of feeling. So like the feeling you get when you're at Disneyland, to somehow transport that onto a mobile device where people can get that same similar type of feeling as if they've, you know, as you know, you're looking at your iPhone or whatever you have, and you feel like you're looking into a window, you know, that the magical world that Walt created. To answer your question, that was kind of like a long, drawn-out response, but to answer your question, that's what I want more of in Mouse Weight, to give people, to bring that magic to people who are, you know, in other countries who might not ever get a chance to go through the gates again, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think some of my favorite posts to read are those that when people comment who aren't even from the U.S. and they say, wow, you know, thank you for posting, you know, all the mouse waiters that post live pictures, and you kind of don't even know who's really looking at those pictures. It could be from anywhere around the world, and it's kind of fun to be able to be part of that. And because we are, as mouse waiters who use the lounge, we get to be part of that magic too and help other people experience the park. It's a great idea, and that's what drew me to Mouse Weight so much, to be able to be part of Disneyland even when I wasn't able to go, even though I go a lot. But, you know, you have those down days, and it's fun to be able to visit the park on your lunch break or any little time you have free.
Wow, yeah. And you said it right there. And that's what I did it for. That's what, exactly what you said. You said it perfectly. Just to be there when you can't be there. And that concept, I think, is why, you know, like I always talk about, you know, like vacation atmosphere in the lounge, that type of thing. And a lot of people, you know, people are like, well, what's that mean? And it's really just like, you know how you, like, you go on vacation, right? Like at Disneyland or wherever you go, but mostly Disneyland. Everyone's in a good mood, people are like, they'll go out of their way to help you, and it's just weird, right? When you're like in a hotel and people are checking in, and just everybody's nice. It's an odd thing, and I think being at Disneyland helps, because remember, that's what Walt created, and that's what the Imagineers, I think, extended very well, is that bubble, because you really do feel like you're in a bubble at the resort.
And I think that's the attraction. People like going there because it takes you to another world. You feel like you're outside of the real world.
So I never answered your question, really. So it's like future additions. Yeah, so I've got a lot of cool things that I'm working on. One of them being making the social experience better. And so you'll see a lot of improvements. And you probably notice that we're always changing the lounge. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But we're always trying to do little things to make it a little bit better, because, you know, we're working on that every day to do that. But we're going to experiment with other things, like everything from real-time chat to check-ins to different things. We have a major upgrade with What Next, which is going to be a really cool thing in the park, where we're going to mix your favorites with real-time recommendations and all kinds of different things into one. So basically one button, and you get a lot of information of just things that are relevant to you. So yeah, a lot of different things like that. But I see it as, you know, as technology improves, you know, it just makes it easier for us to transport that feeling you get while you're at Disneyland to people who are, you know, all over the world.
Wow. So we're excited to see the future of Mouse Weight and all the new features you have in store for us. So moving along, Edmund, I have a couple more questions regarding Mouse Weight and the app itself. Do you have a favorite feature that you use that you enjoy the most?
Favorite feature? Yeah, I mean, well, obviously I use the lounge a lot. I love that, just looking at the pictures. When I'm in the park and when it works, I love the What Next feature, because it's easier to put in wait times, because what it does is it shows you what's around you. Mm-hmm. And so it shows you things that you might not have known that you can put in a wait time for. And I love entering wait times. I don't know. It's just fun to me to walk around and, you know, and update it. But yeah, that I like looking at, I like using the My Feed And I like seeing the real-time data. I think we are finally – the dashboard I like now because I like seeing what people are posting with food. I love looking at the best of the day because I like how best of the day allows people to be recognized for, you know, posting great things. But so, yeah, I guess that wasn't one, but sorry.
No, it's okay. You enjoy all of the different features. So does your family actually use MouseWeight? Like, do you have relatives that use it or your kids or your cousins or –
And then they complain to you and when it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Or they offer suggestions.
Yeah, if I see them and they're holding their phone out towards me as they're walking towards me, that means they're going to tell me something's wrong with MouseWeight.
They're like, can you basically fix this?
No, actually, yeah, they do. Our whole family uses it. They look at, you know, the pictures in the lounge, and it actually makes my kids want to go more. So that can create a problem sometimes because they always want to go. And so it actually makes them want to go more when they see the pictures. But yeah, like my friends. Yeah.
That's my only complaint about MouseWeight, that it makes me want to go to Disneyland more. Like I was just there and I saw a picture and I'm like, I want to go to Disneyland again. So
it literally makes me go to Disneyland more. Like before I got MouseWeight, I had never had a premium pass. And then all of a sudden it was just essential.
Yeah. That's funny how that works, huh? Cause I know, for me, it cost me money because,
it costs us all money. It's an expensive hobby.
Even my two-year-old, he'll come in sometimes, I'll have pictures up. He'll get on this Disneyland kick where he's begging me to go to Disneyland. He's like 2 years old.
That's how you start him off young. You start him off young. So MouseWeight's fun in creating memories, and I know that it's been a long journey to where we are now. But going back to the past, maybe do you have a favorite memory about MouseWeight, an event or something to do with other MouseWeighters?
Yeah, you know what? I think one of my favorites, there's been a lot, but I think one would be the birthday party we did at the Grand. I don't know if you remember that one. It was the first time we actually rented out like a conference room at the Grand. Mm. I'd always dreamed of doing an event at the Grand, even before MouseWeight. I just, because I remember we'd go to the Grand like when it first opened. I think it was like 2001 when it first opened. And I just loved it. And so I remember I always dreamed of doing an event there. And so that was kind of like the fulfillment of that dream, was having a MouseWeight event there. And I really couldn't believe it. I mean, I couldn't believe, you know, Johnny and that team, such a great team, pulled that whole thing off. I mean, because it was our first event that was, I think, in an actual official location before we would just take places over. It was just a lot of fun. And I know it was also great for me because it was the last event my father-in-law was able to attend. You know, he wasn't feeling well, and you know, but he made it down, sat in the front row. He actually just barely made it down there from when I got up and talked. And I remember when I was talking, I would look out and he just had like this big smile on his face. And, you know, I'll always remember that because he was just like one of our biggest cheerleaders. I just remember that. I remember him looking around. He's like, I can't believe your event's here. And he was just so pumped about it. It was fun. So I think that's probably one of my most memorable things that have happened.
And I remember, I think you even played us a voicemail last year that he called you and told you the wait times for certain rides.
Yeah, you remember that?
I do remember that. That's something I enjoyed. I thought, wow, that's so neat that he was really supportive. And I just thought that was funny that he would just call and put wait times over the phone for you.
He was really, he's really a behind the scenes guy. And he just always, you know, he would encourage me when, you know, because like I said, it was about a year that it took to actually get MouseWeight in the App Store. And he would always encourage me. Same with my parents, too. But he would always encourage me to just keep going. And then when it was launched, yeah, he would always call me with wait times. And he was just, he was a great guy. And he just, big time supporter. There's so many people like him. I think he was one of the biggest, but so many people like him that you'd never really know because he wasn't one to post in the lounge. I mean, most people wouldn't know him, but he's just a huge supporter and a huge reason why MouseWeight was around. And what's cool is at the reunion this year, we're actually doing the first Lloyd Douglas Lally, that was his name, MouseWeight Hall of Fame induction, and it's going to be to Coaster, the original wait time warrior. Coaster is around at the beginning. He's a 2009. Mouse Waiter. So we're going to honor Coaster with that this
Yay!
Year. It's
going to
be cool.
Yay, that's exciting. And speaking of Mouse Waiter reunion, we have our fourth reunion coming up. So what do you what are you most excited for about the reunion this year?
You know what? I'm always just excited to hear the stories, because that's one of my – it's so much fun when I go to these events, because people come up to me and they say, you know, I met my best friend on Mouse Weight. You know, we're like best friends now. We do everything together.
True.
And stuff like that. It's just really inspiring. And I always look forward to that. I always look forward to hearing about how people – you know, have made friends that, you know, and I hear like all kinds of stories too, like people that have moved here, they didn't know anybody, and they went to a reunion, they were scared to go, they didn't know what it was going to be like, if people were going to be weird, they just, you know, they didn't know what it was going to be like, and they went, and they said, now I've got like 20 or 30 friends we always go to the park with now. I just like hearing that kind of stuff, and so I always look forward to that.
Yeah, and this year it seems like it's going to be an exciting event. We're doing it at the movie theater, correct?
Yeah, movie theater takeover. It's going to be fun to be able to watch a movie together with that many people, and especially something like Wreck-It Ralph. It's such a great movie. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
So for those listening, we encourage you guys to buy your tickets and come to the reunion. Well, Admin, I just want to say thank you once again for taking the time out to speak to us. And on behalf of all Mouse Waiters who have used the app in the past, who are using it now, and those of the future, thank you for all your hard work. And thank you because you offer daily magic for us through your app.
Oh, thank you, Erica. I appreciate that.
Erica, for that very special interview. Now moving on to the Mouse Weight reunion, there will be discount tickets available valid for May 14th through the 27th, which will include Twilight tickets, which means you can enter the parks after 4 p.m. at a discounted rate, one-day tickets, multi-day park hoppers, and the reunion will be held the weekend of May 17th through the 19th. So on Friday, May 17th, we will be having attraction takeovers at 7 p.m. We'll be meeting at Jolly Holiday Bakery and then slowly, very slowly, moving to each ride.
Very slowly.
Very slowly.
If you've never been to a Mouse Weight meetup, there will be 2 hours of talking followed by 1 hour of walking to a ride.
Followed by a five-minute ride around the Jungle Cruise, and then...
Jungle Cruise is not 5 minutes long. It's more like 10.
Okay.
It's like 8. Let's compromise here.
Meet in the middle. 7:45.
And after your very late night with Mouse Waiters on Friday, Saturday morning, bright and early at 9:30 a.m., we will be having the Magic Race Tournament. Woo!
Oh,
there will
yeah.
be 10 teams of four. And not every team member needs to have an iPhone. As long as one member has one, Android users can play too. You don't have to be out of the game, Android members. Mm-mm. The winning team will get a prize, which is
what?
Yet to be determined.
I think
we have it, but haven't announced it.
There's a
yeah,
prize?
There's a prize.
Your prize is one lunch with the new Trent on him.
On so, him. So if we win, I get a dinner with myself, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's the best kind of dinner. By myself.
If you would like to play, you must sign up in the sign-in form by Friday, May 3rd, although there may be a few more chances to sign up afterwards, so be sure to look out in the lounge for that. Right after the Magic Race, we will be having the main event from 1 to 5 p.m. It'll be over at the Ultra Lux Lounge and Theater at Garden Walk. You can check in as early as 12, and we will be having a retro theme. Is anyone dressing retro?
What does retro mean?
If you haven't taken a look at our logo for the reunion, it is a throwback to the old Disneyland logo. And so basically dress like a tourist from the 50s. I don't know. You know,
is this some like dapper day?
Yeah,
thing?
Yeah, you can be dapper.
you can definitely dress dapper. It is very encouraged. But you could also wear a fanny pack if you wish.
I wouldn't advise that.
I think I'll wear a fanny pack.
Wear a fanny pack.
I think I will. Thank you.
I think we're all going to wear fanny packs now.
Yes.
Thanks, Trent.
I'll see you guys later.
That's how they'll be able to distinguish us. We'll be the group of people wearing fanny packs.
Yes.
At the main event, we'll also be having the Mouseweight Famous Raffle. If you're interested in donating to the raffle, you have to send in your form by May 10th and drop off your actual items to the Hojo by May 17th. Are you guys looking forward to the raffle?
Oh, yes. Yeah. There's some good prizes in here.
Oh, there
is. That is so... a lot. It's the best part of the event.
Wow. What about the friendships?
Nope. It's all about the raffle.
Forget the friendship.
I want free stuff. Give me the free stuff.
It's not free. It's not free.
Because you're paying to
pay for your tickets.
You're paying.
The raffle tickets.
But depending on what you get, you could be paying way less than your actual prize. So after all of that, we will be watching the movie Wreck-It Ralph as a big Mouseweight group. So that should be a lot of fun.
I'm going to wreck it.
That's going to be a little ridiculous with a big Mouseweight group watching a Disney movie. I don't know how that's going to go.
Oh, it's going to go really good.
It's
going to
be a lot of fun. We're going to be going to be like laughing together.
Yeah. So be sure to look out for those tickets. They go on sale May 3rd, but there will also be more tickets available after that. So you have to keep an eye out in the lounge. So you're going to want to go to that. Just trust me. So after that, on Sunday, we're going to be having a bowling event at 300 Anaheim at Garden Walk. This will be at 12 p.m. and you have to sign up on the sign-in form in order to go. Have you guys gone to any events at 300 Anaheim?
Yes, we did.
I have, yes.
Pretty sure we all went to the first event, right?
We did.
That was fun.
It's a really nice bowling lounge.
Allie.
Yes.
What's the word?
It's really classy.
It's really nice. It's very modern. It's not like your old
contemporary
bowling alley. Yeah, it has screens playing music videos or sports. It's actually dark and has a lot of things going on, color. It's a lot of fun.
I like color.
You like color. Well, no, I just like, it's not this dingy little bowling alley. It's this nice, fancy bowling alley. Even if you don't bowl, you'll enjoy yourself.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Even if you don't bowl, you can go there and mingle with other mouse waiters. It's a great way to meet a lot of other people. Anyways, even though there are tons of events that we've planned officially, please be encouraged to create your own meetups or go to other meetups that other mouse waiters have created. There's still a lot of time throughout the entire weekend for you to create your own meetup, and there will be a lot of people in the park, so hopefully we can have that going on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tons of mouse waiters from
out of state.
Out of country,
yeah. We have some people, I think, who signed from either Australia or New Zealand who said they wanted to come.
I think it was Australia.
Yeah. So, I mean, come on. You got to make your own meetup. Make it happen.
Okay.
Have you guys gone to a reunion before?
Yes. Last year's reunion was mine and Trent's first reunion.
So what should a first timer expect?
A lot of people.
A lot of people last year.
A ton of people. Like, that was my first huge meetup, I guess. I went to a mini meetup before that, and that was like nothing. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of overwhelming to have so many Mouse Waiters in one place.
It's different than a regular Mouse Wait meetup.
Yeah.
Where I don't want to say you're forced to meet people here, but it's very, it's not as.
You're forced to meet people because you're in a tight little space.
I'm not forced, but you're more encouraged to meet other Mouse Waiters while you're
at a meetup.
Yeah, then at a meetup, yeah.
Yeah, my tip is come with an open mind. come prepared to greet people and say hello. Mm-hmm. I know there's people who are shy and kind of like want like stay at the corner and be wallflowers, but really this is like the best time to come out and just introduce yourself to people, because we are all mouse waiters, and unfortunately we can't walk up to every single person and say hi, but you never know, you might meet someone very interesting or a mouse waiter from the lounge that you've been wanting to meet. And I think that's where we all met. I met Melanie and Trent at last year's mouse wait reunion. And now we are inseparable. And so I think that's just looking forward to a good time with a bunch of mouse waiters.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that only been friends for a year. I feel like we've been friends for way longer than that.
Our friendiversary is coming up, guys.
Well, we shall celebrate at the reunion.
Yes. Do we have to bring gifts for that?
Yes, you do. I'm registered at Macy's.
I think my tip would be, if you can, if you feel the courage or whatever, go up to people and say hi. Don't wait for people to come to you, although they probably will. But everyone is so very sweet and will talk to you and want to get to know you. So don't be afraid.
If you recognize anybody from the lounge, just walk up to them and introduce yourself. And hopefully they don't kick dirt in your face.
Yeah. Like, hey, are you the new Trent?
Yeah, get away from me. Kick
in the face. Yeah. One last quick note before you go to the reunion, you should maybe look into Mouse Weight Platinum. Mouse Weight Platinum is the same app, except it costs a little money, but you get a little more bang for your buck. For $4.99 in the App Store, you can get Mouse Weight Platinum, which seems to have faster scrolling and loading, right? For those of you addicts who want all your pictures a lot faster. There are no banner ads, and there's also a Features Insider's Guide to Disneyland. So be sure to check out the App Store if you're interested in getting that. And that concludes our show for the month of May. Thanks to Trent.
Oh, thank you.
Erica.
Thanks, guys. Fun always being here with you.
And Melanie.
Bye. Thank you, guys,
for joining me on this show. And a very special thanks to Admin for taking the time to join and talk to us. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram, which are all under the handle MouseWeight. And to contact the show, send an email to mouseweightwebcastteam@gmail.com. That is all spelled out. And we will see you next time. Thank you.